For 15 years, more than 80 medical students in Notre Dame University's School of Medicine have travelled to the Kimberley to learn about life in the bush. It's not a medical placement, it's just life. What we think's perfectly normal can be a real eye-opener to someone from the city or another regional area. This year, Notre Dame's successful program is having to go virtual. Instead of having a postgraduate student billeted with you, they're going to spend an hour a day on a video conference call. Maybe you can take the student to the community store, go into your workplace, fishing on the riverbank, or join you on a stroll to the park. Notre Dame needs hosts to volunteer, and it's already got a structure to make it happen, so you don't need to wonder what on earth you'll talk about for an hour. Linda Evans from Napier Downs has regularly hosted medical students and loves how it brings people to the outback. And Professor Donna Mack from Notre Dame starts by explaining why a virtual placement can still make a difference.
What we've learned over the last 15 years of placing medical students with Kimberley hosts in non-clinical placements is that the students learn so much out of it, which they then take forward into their practice of medicine as graduates. And we thought, well, given that with COVID we can't be travelling and the risks are just too great, is it fair that we leave 1 year, or, I mean, who knows how long COVID could last, could be, you know, 2 years, you know, of medical students who don't have that experience? And I thought, well, no, it's not really fair that we do that. What the students learn is so invaluable that we need to at least try to get something of that essence of what the students learn from being, you know, with their Kimberley host.
Linda, coming to you, what might you be able to do virtually with some of these med students if you host them online?
Basically, if we can let them see our lifestyle, there's lots of preconceived ideas of what it's like to live in the bush or in isolation or however you want to put it. I honestly believe that the students we've had here have learnt so much just sitting around our dining room table, you know, going for a drive to do a water run with the boys. So if we can get the boys to interact in a visual media, like recording, however we go about it, those sorts of interactions and settings that we do on a daily basis here, then, you know, that's going to give them an insight that they probably wouldn't get anywhere any other way. And realistically, if we don't encourage these guys into the bush, we're not going to have doctors. So we all just have to make a little bit of an effort and go out of our comfort zone a little.
When you have had students based at Napier Downs, what have you got them to do? Where have you taken them and shown them?
Oh, we just send the guys off for the day with the boys. So they literally just partake in everyday life on Napier Downs. So if we're walking cattle, if they can ride a horse, they get on a horse. If they can't, they drive the car behind the cattle. If they're pulling a boar, will they go and help pull a boar? They sit at the dining room table at Napier. Everybody eats all their meals together all the time, right from the boss down to the lowest person here, which is mostly me. And then, you know, everybody, they get the feel for the atmosphere, the lifestyle we live. And you know, they see each other niggling and joking and laughing with one another, and they become a part of the group very quickly. So they actually get an insight. Nobody's putting on their best behaviour or making it look all cheery and happy. It is exactly what it is, and we make a point of making sure that any students that come here, we don't change anything. Everything stays the same. We just carry on our normal life and they slot in, and we've had great feedback and the guys seem to have loved that.
Professor Mack, what benefits do you see in students after they return from a remote placement?
For many of them, it is actually life-changing as well as career-changing. So what Linda has just described is, firstly, they realise that people who live out bush don't have two heads. They're actually normal people and they know a lot of things and actually have a lot of skills and knowledge, which my students, many of them, never even dreamed that sort of skill or knowledge could exist. So they immediately have far more respect and far more skills themselves to engage with and, you know, make conversation, you know, have a relationship with someone from the bush, whereas before they would be almost scared or not really knowing what to do. That really helps, I think, with patient care, because I've heard stories where country people who typically don't like doctors have said, oh, yes, you know, this doctor was really good. And then by and by you find out, yes, and that doctor actually graduated from Notre Dame. I've had students whose lives have completely changed as a result of going out and spending time in the Kimberley. And we have doctors in the Kimberley now who never went back home to Adelaide or Sydney, but they are now in the Kimberley, you know, working as doctors. So it's really just completely changed their whole career and changed their whole outlook on life. Would I be able to read out a poem by one of my students that probably encapsulates that far better than what I could say?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so this is a poem called Belonging. It was texted to me on my mobile phone in 2017, and it came from a student a couple of days after she had arrived on a station in the Fitzroy Valley. Belonging by Kelly Bell. It comes quick to some, that sense of time and place, of purpose, desire and drive, to love a town, a community, a job and a place. Struggle, heartache and contempt they do not know, nor how hard it is for those unknowing and unsure in medicine, a sea of confidence and ego. Yet here, so out of place in this big city world, unworthy, ungrateful, two country, haunted one by one, these feelings manifest until they spill over like ripples upon the Fitzroy, washing slowly the red dirt, consoling the heart of a young doctor-to-be. The Boab, its place defined, stands tall, roots strong, proud. A reminder, a blessing, a trip of difference. This is my home, this sunburnt country. This desert, this red earth. Here lies my heart. Here lies my future. Here now lies a student doctor of worth, of purpose, of belief. This is belonging.
Oh, Donna, that is, yeah, that is a beautiful and profound piece of poetry. Linda, what does it mean to you to know that a city person can absolutely change their way of thinking about life in the bush?
Oh, it's just, it's absolutely mind-blowing. Because this is our life and this is just what we do. And then for somebody to come in and it to open their eyes to a different world and for them to actually understand and conceive why we do this and why we love it. And, you know, we've got doctors that have come back here or, you know, contacted us and they've said to us, you know, that 2 days, 3 days at Napier Downs just made the world a difference. We now understand, we can interact better with people. We know how to talk to people on that level now because we've got a little bit of a background and we understand that the open spaces aren't like on McLeod's daughters. It's actually a lot of hard work and a lot of perseverance and a lot of love goes into it. And if you guys can give that to the land, then, you know, it's our job then to give that much love and respect to the job we're doing. So we need to step up to the plate, which was one of the most amazing things I'd heard from, and this was from a young Muslim doctor, and he was one of the first fellas that came here, and he blew our minds. We just thought, you know, we think we're just doing something little, but for those guys, it's major in their world. And if you can only do that for one student in every 10 years, you've got one brilliant doctor for the bush.